My name is Etta Arbiso. I am originally from Nyeezy, which is a story behind that name also. A grandma, Asana Yize, she was a lady that actually had produce and saved a lot of lives at the time that they came back from Fort Sumners. My grandpa is from nearby Chaco Canyon, Kimbito. And my clan is Nahabani. My Bitanis are my Che, my grandma and my grandpa's clan. I'm out here voicing my voice because I know there were sacrifices that were made for me. And, you know, I'm a descendant of the Long Walk. And I know my grandma, you know, went on the Long Walk when she was only 3 years old as a prisoner of war under the United States flag. So these companies need to know that we're descendants of the Navajo Code Talkers. And everybody needs to know who the Navajo Code Talkers are because I work with them. And we have uncles that still live. We have Navajo Code Talkers, you know, along this 550 highway, and they're a part of the Alatis as well. So that's who you're disrespecting, is the man that were out there that used our Diné language to save the world. You know, and that's what these companies need to know. They need to step back and back off and know that they're visitors. And know that if these roads look like they need to be improved, they better doggone negotiate and sit down with the county or the BIA or whoever allowed all these signatures for all this to be, you know, happening. And the people that signed contracts, some of them couldn't read, some of them couldn't understand. So they were just told, here, sign the paper, you know, we're raffling this off, and we're sign your name, you're going to get paid. And, you know, because I seen that. And, you know, I'm just upset that you know, our leaders didn't stand up. And you know, like from out of Winter Rock, we have all these different offices, the endangered species and all this. I just think, how in the world can the BLM just allow this to happen as well? Some of us can speak out. Some of us can voice out. We want to be able to have other people do the same too, because they need a voice out, because on the behalf of their children, their grandkids, and the younger generation, what are we going to leave for our kids? And that's what they need to protect and preserve. So, you know, because I'm voicing out on the behalf of my grandchildren and my kids. And, you know, I have nieces and nephews. I have relatives. These are people, family. They were all together on the Long Walk to Fort Sumner, so... You know, and this is where they return. You know, the federal government no longer needs to say, I have this in trust. They need to give us back the deed. And they need to let us take care of, if they're not going to be able to have people that they hire that's going to protect us. So we can take care of it.